This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russia said Thursday there was little ground for optimism that tensions would ease in Eastern Europe after the United States rejected its demand that Ukraine be banned from NATO membership and that the West pull back its troop deployment and weaponry from countries bordering Russia. The U.S. and its European allies have rejected the key Moscow demands as non-starters. Officials from Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany held talks Wednesday in Paris and agreed to another round of talks in Berlin in the second week of February. The sides agreed to maintain an official ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, according to the Kremlin's envoy. The U.S. has called for a meeting Monday of the United Nations Security Council on Ukraine. The U.S. and its European allies, fearing an imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine, continue to protest Russia's massing of more than 100,000 troops along its border with its one-time Soviet republic, although Moscow says it has no intention of attacking. North Korea confirmed on Friday that it tested an upgraded long-range cruise missile and the warhead of a tactical guided missile this week. State media KCNA on Friday confirmed the test and said leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing a major weapon system. Tension has been simmering over North Korea's weapons tests. In January alone, Pyongyang has conducted six sets of missile tests. The launches have triggered international condemnation and a new push from the United States for sanctions against Pyongyang. KCNA said that North Korea tested and upgraded to a long-range cruise missile on Tuesday. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said that he will keep his campaign promise by nominating the first ever black female justice to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, following the retirement of liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, who confirmed his pending departure after 28 years on the high court. Biden said he had not yet made a choice. He said he will announce his nominee before the end of next month and that he will work with congressional leaders in the deeply divided legislature, currently cleaved in half along partisan lines, with Vice President Kamala Harris as a critical tie-breaking vote to see her confirmed promptly. Biden could face time pressure to install a successor before congressional elections in November. If Republicans retake the Senate, the president will have a much harder time getting his nominee confirmed. Breyer says he will retire after the court stops for summer recess, which usually happens in late June, early July. The U.S. and Taiwanese vice president spoke briefly at the inauguration of Xiomara Castro, the new Honduran president, a rare encounter that is highly symbolic and likely to add to Beijing's tensions with Washington. The U.S., like most countries, has no formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan, though its strong support for the island, both politically and through arms sales, is one of the main sources of Sino-U.S. friction. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with her Taiwanese counterpart in Honduras about their shared interests in Central America and the U.S. government's root causes strategy to curb migration. Honduras is one of only 14 countries still to formally recognize Taiwan. Speaking after her meeting with President Castro, Harris said they did not discuss China. China has, meantime, wrapped up pressure to reduce Taiwan's international footprint, saying the democratically governed island is Chinese territory with no right to state-to-state ties. South Korea reported a record high of 16,096 new coronavirus cases for the fourth consecutive day, despite South Korea struggling with the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The country's health minister assured South Korean citizens the medical system is stable. The health minister also urged South Korean citizens to refrain from visiting their families during the upcoming Lunar Year holiday to prevent the spread of the virus. Lunar New Year falls on February 1st this year. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.